Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And I got a very special guest with me today. Is Nina Wood. Nina, you know, all these years we've been around bass fishing, you know, and Forrest Name has been out there, and Ranger Boats, of course, is out there in big way. But in the background, and maybe by design, you've always been there as well. And we all of us have been around Ranger and have been around the sport of bass fishing, have known about you. And it's really a highlight of my radio business to get a chance to talk to you.
Well, thank you, Terry. I appreciate that very much. Forrest and I have been married 52 years, and we've done everything together. We married at 18, and we started out in the cattle business and went broke at that. And then we moved to Kansas City and worked a little while and paid our debts, and then came back home, and he started guiding on the White River, fishing guide, and on Bull Shoals Lake. And that's how we kind of got into the fishing industry, and we met lots of wonderful people in that business. And outdoor riders were a big part of our business because they'd come and go on fishing trips with us. And then in 68, we started building Ranger boats. First year, we built six. And then it just bloomed from there.
Well, I guess one of the things I got to ask you, you know, and Forrest has got a reputation of being a very good fisherman, great angler in his time, and it still is a great angler. How can you still beat him?
Well, I think he just lets me, but I do beat him occasionally. We went out one day not long ago, and he didn't do very well, and I came home, and I said, well, I guess I won this round. I caught the biggest and the most and the first, and he kind of laughed about that, but I'm sure he just let me do that.
Well, did you collect the $3? Because you get a dollar for the first, and you get a dollar for the most, and if you catch the biggest, you're supposed to get a dollar from him, so he owes you $3 the way I look at it.
I always like to double that.
Yeah, you need to do that with Forrest in particular. Now, you know, you go into a discussion with you, and I'm sure you've got millions of stories, but it seems like everywhere he goes and you guys go together, you know, you run into these people that have these things, and Forrest always has got a story for everybody.
He's just one of the best, I think, but I'm not that good at telling stories, but I do enjoy going with him, traveling with him, and I have made so many friends in the industry. It's just such a pleasure to go and see everybody and get to visit with them, and I have lots of people. Well, I'm a big photographer, I guess you would say, and I've made lots of pictures and sent them to a lot of the fishermen, and I guess that's one of the things that I'm noted for is all the photography work I've done.
Let's talk about the collection. You know, I recently was out there, and you guys had a wonderful series of questions for the series. Let's talk about how that started.
Well, we had a lot of things we collected through the years, and we decided our house was getting pretty full, and we needed somewhere to put all those things. It meant so much to us, and a lot of it that our children hadn't even seen, and our grandchildren. So we decided to build this building, and we have it underway pretty well. We're in the process of putting a sign up, and we're going to open it probably next year publicly and give tours. And it's just a pretty nice place, and we have a few boats in there, and a lot of the things we've collected, and our plaques and horse tiny trophies, and we got on the way, but it'll be pretty the art thing.
Radio, picture, and since I've been there, you know, I call it the House of Oak. It's the most beautiful place. The two stairways going up to the upper area, and just everything there is in oak, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful chance. If you get to go to Ranger, a wonderful chance to see and maybe reminisce a bit about some of the stories that were involved.
Well, we have already invited a number of people to come through and look at it, and we get lots of compliments on it, and I think it is a real nice place for next to Ranger. It's just about a block from the Ranger buildings, and it's just really great to be there that close, and it's home to us.
Where did that come from?
Well, when we started building boats, we had to have a name for them, and everybody put a name in the hat they liked real well. But, you know, Forrest, he's always been a cowboy, and he liked the Texas Rangers, and that was his choice, so everybody just let him make up his own mind what he wanted to call it.
Well, I think that's great. You know, when you look at it, in a lot of the things that you guys have had, you know, still built one at a time, a legend, you know, all the things that we've got going with the Ranger boat line. But, you know, you look at the history of what Ranger has done, where you started from. You had a major fire that I'm sure you have some maybe not so fond of memories of that.
Yeah. I think it was 40 days when he got me burned. It was burned May 4th, 1971, and it was total devastation. And we had a wood frame building and no insurance, so we lost everything that we had in the building. But Forrest was able to get his desk out that had 60 boat orders in it, and we just knew if we could get something going that we could rebuild and get those orders filled quick, that we could stay in business. So it worked out real good for us, but it would not have been possible without all the fine people that we had. All of our employees are just wonderful people, know how to do things, and they know how to build boats.
Well, you know, when you look back over the years and some of the stories and some of the tournaments you've been to, I know you go all the time and you guys are busy all the time, but is there anything that maybe sticks out in your mind, something you thought of that, you know, was something that you failed in the fishing business?
Well, we have four daughters, and when they got out of school, I got the privilege of traveling with Forrest and going to all the fishing tournaments, and that was a highlight, I think, of my life, because we've always fished together. But I pre-fished with him in tournaments, and we had lots of time to visit and talk. When you're in business, you don't have that much time back at the business, so it was just a pleasure to do that. And I really met a lot of wonderful people, and I felt like I contributed a lot to helping him in the business by being there and meeting a lot of the wives and
you know, it's amazing. These guys that keep fishing and are married, you know, how important it's like when the fishing partner, you know, you have a full head of boat fishing, because one of these guys get out here on the trail without their wives setting up the hotels and getting their meals set up and letting them know where they're going to be and doing all those kind of things, it wouldn't be the same, would it?
I don't think so. I've watched a lot of changes in the families in the fishing business, and it's just great when the wives can travel with their husbands and be there and know what's going on, and it works out good. I think it's been real important that I could be with him as much as I have got to be.
Well, I guess I got to mention one other thing. You know, now that Genmar Corporation, but there's a guy down there that I think the world of, and it's Randy Hopper, and that guy's been with you for a long, long time. I know he's near and dear to you.
Randy's one of the finest people in the world, and he knows every phase of what the other kids, and he's done it all. There's not a more special person in the world than Randy is. He's married to our oldest daughter, and now he has our son-in-law, or our grandson, is working there. He's sales manager, Keith Dafford, and he's just an excellent person, and out of college, and just got in there and knows exactly what to do. And he and Randy work together real close, and it just helps a lot and makes us feel good to know that it's still a family operation.
You know, and I look back at the years of, you know, being around Ranger and some of the things that have happened, you know, from the standpoint of the innovation, you know, and Randy, I know, is integral in that. I remember one time I had that was like a speed of it. You know what happened? That was an innovation because everybody now is trying to get in front of it. And, you know, you start looking at it, and, boy, now you see the old style, and you think, boy, how did we ever have that old style?
That's the way it's been with Ranger. When they started building the trailers to match the boats, I thought that was the prettiest thing to see them going down the road. And you don't have to have a fancy trailer, but it sure does add to the looks of everything. And that's the way they are. They just come up with new innovations all the time, and it's just great.
I'll tell you what, we couldn't do it without you, Nina, and I appreciate the time you've spent with me here at Bass Fan Radio.
Thank you very much, Terry. I appreciate it.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.